This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, where me, Frida, and Audrey are discussing the best strategy for completing your resolutions. We've already had a whole bunch of people messaging us and telling us that some have got resolutions, some have not got. Some people have gone from making the bed to making 100K. Apparently, that was a little while ago, though. Mm-hmm. Quick message response back message, right?
Well, Calvin said, well, it was not just 2019 alone. It took 5 years. But hey, you know, well done,
it's
Calvin.
It's a start, yeah. Though,
it
Calvin.
It is money. Eugene, hi, happy new Eugene. Said, got no resolution. Got some lifetime goals, though. Resolutions to me are just side quests to get better loots for the main quest.
Okay.
Oh, I get it.
Ords, anything over there with you on the Twitters?
Just more responses to, you know, why January is just not the right time to make resolutions. But yeah.
Okay. Let's go on the final story then. Save the world. Stay in bed.
Like, so I think most people would have at some point in their lives said like one of their resolutions would be to wake up earlier. And we've all heard about the 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. club, right? Like how the most successful people wake up at 5 a.m. and they read and they meditate and they do like beautiful things.
Yes,
that the rest of us are still in bed, right? So, but I came across this Instagram post yesterday and I thought, this man is speaking to me. The post is from Matt Haig, and he is an author, and he basically posted an image of this article, 5 Morning Rituals to Boost Your Productivity, and this is his response to that article. He says, no. Just know, I hate this BS. The world's most successful people start their day at 4 a.m.? Nonsense. What if you define success as being able to sleep well? Sleep is sacred and capitalism hates it because you can't earn money or destroy the planet in your sleep. And then he says that he wrote in his book Notes on a Nervous Planet about this nonsense, which kicked into gear when Thomas Edison said that the light bulb would mean people would be able to sleep less and work harder. And he says, nothing, and I repeat, nothing impacts my mental health more than a lack of sleep. Sleep is beautiful. Being in bed is where I get my ideas, where I process the day. There is a war on sleep. We sleep an hour less than we did 50 years ago. Capitalism and consumerism and work culture plus the age of distraction are to blame. Also, he says, down with Hollywood celebs who say the secret to their success is hitting the gym at 3 a.m. This is not healthy. It is ridiculous. It is addiction to work or exercise or money or looking a certain way. He continues to say success is not feeling pressured by crappy consumerist nonsense about what success is. Success is the freedom to not worry if you don't meet someone else's idea of success. Finally, he says, save the world, stay in bed.
Boom.
Yeah.
Now, what do we think about this then? I mean, you said it speaks to you.
Yes, it does, because
Christine's got a thumbs up.
Yeah, I mean, sleep is so important to me. I'm the kind of person, if I don't get a good night's sleep, the next day I wake up feeling like I've got a frog in my throat, I'm going to fall sick, and then I feel like I can't focus, I don't have clarity. And that is so important to be productive at work, right? Or even be productive at home, you know, with the baby and all. So sleep is so important to me, but it's something that I've been told for the longest time, not only like by my parents, by my grandmother, but that, you know, you should wake up earlier and get an earlier start to the day so you can do more things. But I've just never been able to do that. You know, I treasure my sleep, and it's so important to me. So finally to hear someone else say it, it just made me feel like, okay, you're not alone, Audrey.
Right.
You know, it's very interesting. He said that people are sleeping an hour less, and I think sleep is so important. I'm generally an early riser, but then I sleep earlier, right? I definitely try to sleep earlier. I'm not, and there are days where I'm just tired. I'm like, okay, tired. I'm just gonna, you know, move my routine around a bit, so that I do have enough sleep, because your body is telling you rest. Mm. You know, like today I was supposed to do something. It's like, okay, never mind. I was supposed to exercise. It's like, okay, I'm just going to do it later in the evening.
You need to be flexible with
it. Yeah, you know what I mean? Not. I mean, generally I like to just get up because it gives me the energy and all that. But there are just days when you're like, don't feel like doing it.
Yesterday I had I had a productive weekend, but it didn't start the way I wanted it to start. I got up fairly early and I'm kind of wandering around. I had my breakfast. I did a few little bits and pieces. And then about an hour and a half later, I started feeling tired. And I'm like, well, you know what? It's the weekend. I can, if I need to or want to, go and have a little nap.
Mm.
And that's what I did.
Yeah.
And it was after that nap that I got most of the stuff done, you know, because I was feeling a little bit more rested, and probably because I'm not sleeping as well as I should be.
Right.
But I think the idea I am, like you, Ords, and you, Frida, sleep is sacred. The idea, and I've had so many people like you tell me, get up earlier, get up at 5 a.m., all the good vibes are at 5 a.m. and all the... No, I completely disagree, you know. We're all very different. Some people take getting up early very seriously and do find positivity in it.
Right.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that, but stop trying to force us that don't do well with it to do it, because it ain't going to happen.
It's not for everyone.
And it's not for everyone, is it? Mm. That's our resolutions for the day. Let us know what you think, though, of course. This conversation will, of course, be still occurring over on Twitter if you'd like to contribute. That is at BFM Radio. We've still got a few minutes for messages, 018-789-8899, whilst we run down what we've covered for today, of course. We started off with that topic of conversation, which has been running, your best strategies for completing your resolutions. That's what we started off with. Mm-hmm. We then moved on to...
Why you shouldn't bother making a resolution in January.
And finally, save the world, stay in bed. If, you know, you just can't do the 5 a.m. Wake up thing, then, you know, just you do you. Enjoy your sleep.
You do you. I think that's a good suggestion right there. All right. If you've got nothing else to do, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay, and is with Zachary Kia, the CEO of Allianz Malaysia. They caught up again on the Breakfast Grill to discuss the insurance company's digitization agenda and what 2020 means for them. They'll also be touching on the challenges and opportunities they face in the current industry landscape, as well as the trends in the industry. If you'd like to listen back to what we talked about today, don't forget the podcast will be up very shortly in all the places that you normally listen to it. And of course, we are on Spotify. Music to take us into the break. We've got Foals with the perfectly titled Exit here on BFM 89.9, the business station. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.